A lot of territory to cover this week, Bob, including the ongoing increases in cases of COVID-19 in El Paso. But I want to start with that tragic crash that took the lives of 7 young people in El Paso last week. What do we know about the victims of this crash at this point?
The police have now updated some of the information they've released about the people killed, and they're now saying that there were 5 Guatemalans in the vehicle, 3 of whom were killed. The other 5 were a mixture of people from El Paso and Juarez. The Border Patrol has insisted that while they were pursuing the vehicle initially, they broke off the chase because it was coming into an area of downtown El Paso that they knew was really dangerous for high-speed chases. Our reporters, Renee Klejcik and Ella DePetez, have investigated those claims and have found several eyewitnesses, including one person who was in the vehicle, that are disputing that. They say the Border Patrol maintained the chase as it went into downtown El Paso and ended with a crash into a trailer that was blocking a building on Paisano, and 7 of the 10 people were killed. The Border Patrol, we have learned, has subsequently changed its policies about chases on that section of road and have now told agents not to do it. Although, interestingly enough, the Border Patrol initially told us that there were no policy changes that they knew of, and we were able to later obtain an internal memo that went out a few hours after the crash, ending those kinds of pursuits on Paisano. So there's all kinds of questions still swirling around this, and I think it's going to take a while to peel back all of the layers. But I think there's a lot of reasons now to be very skeptical of the version of events the Border Patrol put out shortly after the crash.
Well, we'll catch up with you again when you learn more on that story. And the numbers just keep getting higher and higher as far as COVID cases in El Paso. What are we looking at this week?
It's really awful. And so, you know, again, we're talking on Wednesday. And, you know, I think last week when we were talking, I made what I thought was a bold prediction on the number of cases. And it turns out I was way short. We wound up having 990 cases last week. This week, as we talk on Wednesday, we're already up close to 800 cases. So as we get through Saturday, we're probably going to have 1,200 to 1,400 new cases, which is just really, really startling. To put that in context, we had, before last week, we never had a week with more than 600 cases. Equally disturbing, we're seeing the rates of hospitalization really skyrocket. As of today, there are more than 170 people hospitalized with COVID-19 in El Paso. And again, to put that into some context, toward the end of May was when we had our previous peak of hospitalizations, and it topped out at 119. So we're running already almost 50% above our previous peak on hospitalizations. There's still capacity available in the hospitals, and that's important to stress. But because hospitalizations tend to lag new case counts, I'm really worried about the next couple of weeks as these people who've been infected begin to get sicker and require hospitalization. So that's something we're certainly going to have to watch. And I think the final thing to note that's really important in all of this is half of these new cases are occurring in people in their 20s and 30s. And a lot of people take some comfort from that because we know that people in those younger age groups don't tend to get as sick as older people. But it's important to remember that those younger people are often taking the disease home to their older relatives. So even among people older than 40, we're still seeing much higher numbers than we had in previous weeks. And so I'm really concerned about what the next few weeks are going to look like in terms of hospitalizations and sadly more deaths.
Thank you, Bob. Follow all of these stories at elpasomatters.org. And where can we find you on social media?
My Twitter handle is the best place, at Bob Moore News. I share a lot of our work. And then I also put out some occasional stuff that's probably not worth a full story. So it's a great way to pick up tidbits of information as well, including today on how hot it continues to be in El Paso and southern New Mexico. So look to at Bob Moore News on Twitter for observations like that.
All right, Bob. Thank you very much. Have a great week.
You too. Thanks so much.